Ride sharing is really just a new spin on hitchhiking. Only when you add in cell phones with an app to download, it's quicker and more convenient to find the right ride. It's kind of like a bulletin board on a website with approved circles of users who share the cost of gas. And with tracking technology such as the GPS available on smartphones, it's also a lot safer. That's the theory, anyway.
We spent a lot of time making sure that this system is safe, and it's a core value of this service is to make sure that it's safe.
That's Sunil Paul, the CEO of Sidecar, the latest ride-sharing service to enter the Seattle market. He says the app has features built in to make it safer than hitchhiking, such as being able to quietly share your real-time location with others.
You can get a real live update on a map and a live ETA update. So if you're meeting someone for dinner or you've left somebody, you can share that information.
On top of that, he says they do background checks on driver's licenses and insurance information. Sidecar launched earlier this year in San Francisco. Seattle is just their second market, where they've started relatively small with limited hours on Friday and Saturday nights. And yet they've received more than $10 million in venture capital for their expansion from Google and others. And that's despite receiving a cease and desist order from California's Public Utilities Commission, as well as tens of thousands of dollars in fines. Authorities there are penalizing not just Sidecar, but also two similar rivals, which both also do business in Seattle. California says these are not software startups, they're transportation companies, so they shouldn't get the tax breaks awarded to high-tech firms. But Seattle seems to be welcoming them for now. Stan Sukon with the Washington State Department of Transportation says it's great news to see another ride-sharing service in use here.
The Pacific Northwest is home to one of the largest ride-sharing communities in the country already. RideshareOnline.com is one of the addresses you can use to tap into that over 60,000 members in the Pacific Northwest.
For its part, Sidecar says it's already doubled its ridership in Seattle since it launched here in early November. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.